Well, today we're joined by Jeff Edwards, Oklahoma State University State Wheat Extension Specialist, looking back at the 2014 wheat variety trials across the state. So we highlight some of those varieties. We go to Gallagher and Iba, fairly similar. And as we talk about these varieties, you know, how do these two, how do they kind of compare and contrast, and, you know, how do they work in a farmer's system?
Gallagher and Iba are what I call the sons of Duster. Both of them are Duster crosses. And the way they behave, though, they're quite different. Gallagher is a little bit on the earlier maturing side. Gallagher has Hessian fly resistance, and it has acid soil tolerance, just like Duster does. It is an excellent forage producer. Fall forage production on Gallagher, for me, has been equivalent to, if not better, than Duster. So excellent fall forage production, very good top-end yield potential, good disease resistance in terms of leaf rust and stripe rust, resistant to soil-borne mosaic virus. So it has everything that we need here in the central part of the state. And that's really where I think of Gallagher's primary area of adaptation would be in Oklahoma outside of the panhandle. We can stretch it a little farther west than that, but really we're talking about a downstate Oklahoma wheat. It, again, very good top-end yield potential in Gallagher. This year it performed well at some of our variety trials. For example, Lahoma, it was the top variety in the non-treated plots. At other locations, especially in southern Oklahoma, the freeze on April 15th tended to hit it pretty hard because it's a little bit on the earlier side. The other thing to think of with Gallagher, if you're going to be replacing some of those Duster acres with Gallagher as a dual-purpose variety, is that it will reach first hollow stem about 7 days earlier than Duster most years. So you're going to have to back up that date when you're pulling cattle off of wheat pasture, and that's pretty important. That's the one area where I think Gallagher maybe doesn't quite measure up to Duster. It would be its ability to rebound after grazing. Won't quite handle the grazing pressure that Duster will. It'll make just as much forage, just not quite the intense grazing that Duster will handle. So it's important to have those cattle off of the wheat pasture a little earlier. If you're willing to do that, I like Gallagher as a Duster replacement or as a grain-only variety. Very good. Now, Iba's going to be a few days later than Duster. It is not Hessian fly resistant and is not tolerant of acid soil conditions. In terms of disease resistance, just as good as Gallagher. I think both of them have very good disease resistance packages in terms of leaf rust and stripe rust resistance. Forage production on Iba is going to be not quite in the same ballpark as Gallagher and Duster, but few things are. It's going to be more middle of the road. It's a good forage producer. Nothing wrong with forage production, but just not quite in the same category as those. Ability to rebound after grazing on Iba is very good. And one strength that Iba has that I think even exceeds Duster or Gallagher is area of adaptation. Iba has an extremely broad area of adaptation. It will go well into the Oklahoma Panhandle, into Kansas, no problem at all. And Iba in the 2014 OSU wheat variety trials has been a real bright spot. It has been first or second in many trials. It's been in the top grouping in almost all of the trials that we've had across the state, which speaks to its area of adaptation. So it has had a very good 2014, and I look for people to adopt more Iba, maybe displace some of those Duster acres where they're leaning a little bit heavier towards the grain production. It would be a really good fit on those acres.
We're joined by Dr. Brett Carver. He's, of course, the wheat breeding specialist. And as we look at different varieties, goes back to Duster is Gallagher. And again, another important variety with a dual-purpose attribute for farmers.
Certainly dual-purpose, grain only, widely adapted. I wonder if we really should talk about Gallagher and Iba at the same time, because I always think of those two varieties together. We release them together in the same time frame. They are what we call sister lines that came through the program because they had one parent in common. And that one parent in common was Duster. And I mentioned how Duster is pervasive throughout our program. We have a lot of germplasm that's based on Duster. These are two of hundreds, if not thousands, of experimental strains that have Duster as a parent. So Gallagher was a cross of Duster with parent A, Iowa is a cross of Duster with parent B. So it's the parent A and parent B that makes Gallagher and Iowa look a little different. Iowa is probably the one that looks more like Duster if you just look at the varieties in the field. It acts like Duster in terms of maturity patterns, produces kernels that look a lot like Duster, but a little bit larger than Duster, and we need to make sure that's one of the areas we improve upon with Duster, is making that kernel a little bit bigger. So Iowa's about a 10% larger kernel. Gallagher will be about a 15% larger kernel than Duster. But again, Iowa's the one that you look at it and you think, well, that looks a lot like Duster, but it's going to be higher yielding because of that larger kernel size. And it's also going to have a better test weight. Not that Duster has a poor test weight, but Iowa has a very good test weight history. And that's something that millers, of course, are looking for. Gallagher's not that poor on test weight. It's just not as good as Iowa. As far as agronomic, as far as grazing, I think they both can be grazed very well, just like Duster. The thing about these two varieties that need to be emphasized as far as their differences and how they respond to grazing is Gallagher has an earlier maturity pattern, and that's a very important characteristic to keep in mind as cattle are out on wheat pasture. Gallagher is going to reach that critical reproductive stage, what we call first hollow stem stage, earlier, several days earlier than Iowa will. Iowa will reach it about the same time as Duster. Gallagher could be a week earlier. So this is something that producers need to keep in mind. And I at this point in time, I would go out on a limb and say Gallagher maybe doesn't have quite the same ability to recover from grazing like Iowa and like Duster. It's not poor, it's just not as exceptional as those two varieties. And that's something I think farmers should consider, is maybe, and they might think stocking rates, could be a little bit less with a Gallagher-type variety than, say, with an Iowa-type variety. I really strongly believe that Iowa has that good, not just grazability, not good forage production, but good recovery, good rebound. Gallagher actually has produced more forage if you measure it. And Dr. Edwards has done that and reported those results. If you look at the results, it's pretty obvious Gallagher is a high forage-producing variety. That's not the only thing that Dr. Edwards and I look at in terms of, what makes a good dual-purpose variety. So I've really harped on the fact that Duster is a big part of our germplasm base. We're going to make Gallagher and Iowa a big part of our germplasm base. In fact, we were looking at right now, I can't tell you why, But with Gallagher, we had a double haploid progeny coming along that we should be looking at an experimental line in variety trials with Gallagher as a parent, if not this coming year, certainly the year after next. I think we have enough seed to go into the variety trials this coming year. That is phenomenal. What is this year? 2014. When was Gallagher released? 2012. And we're already looking at the next progeny of Gallagher, and that's, again, due to the double haploid technology. Double haploids are great. They allow us to turn that wheel faster, like I said. Just like with anything, there's always a plus and a minus. And so by the fact that we are speeding up the clock and getting to these experimental lines, we don't have as much time to look at them. We don't have as many data points to sift through. So we may be making more mistakes doing this. And we hope to catch those mistakes when we get to the field. But again, we don't have as many selection opportunities. That's a minus we can live with. We'll have to compensate. But I'm just very excited that we have Gallagher and other experimentals that are being represented in varieties coming out today.